it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I never saw the good side of a city till I hit the ride on the Rainbow Queen. Big wheel keep on turning.
Turning.
Primary keep on burning.
Burning.
Rolling.
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 There we go. Good musical choices from Jack today. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Ferretz. He's a regular Fran in there. Twitter question.
I'll tweet him out after the show so everyone can
follow.
Oh,
there you go. There you go. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel online at marks-jewelers.com. This one, Ike, is centered around you, I believe. Here is the Twitter question. Did you know that Bud Crawford and Canelo Alvarez were boxing this weekend? The three choices are yes, no, and who? So what do you think the number one answer is?
No.
And you want to give me a percentage? Three answers.
I'll go 44% say no. 30% say yeah. Who? And the rest says yes.
You are on the money.
I was on the money.
So no is 40.9%.
Ooh.
Who is 30%?
Wow.
And the rest, which is 29%, is yes.
Wow.
Wow.
That might be my best one right there.
Especially
that
with a three-one?
Three-pronger?
Oh. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good, good one, buddy. Yes, sir.
All right, let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Has Jackie Baseball.
That's still pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, that's never going to get old. I enjoy that.
By the way, did you know the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is presented by Paramount Plus?
Dwight's back?
Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Back to Jack.
So apparently he's named Dwight because of Dwight D. Eisenhower in the show. So.
Wait, does he play Eisenhower?
I was going to say, yeah, is he playing him?
No, I believe his father named him that after Dwight Eisenhower.
Okay. All right.
But his last name's still Italian sounding, even though he lives in Tulsa.
Really?
Which is in Oklahoma.
Interesting. Well, I know Tulsa's in Oklahoma.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah. He's the one person who does know what Tulsa is.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, man.
Hanson's from Tulsa.
Who?
The band Hanson.
You know who else is from Tulsa?
Who?
Zach Bryan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
all right.
Come on,
man.
So we are 2.5 games out of the one seed, which pretty crazy for how good the Brewers have been. You know, they had a streak of 14 wins in a row, 11 wins in a row, 8 wins in a row, and the Phils are right there. So it's still a chance. Like, obviously, just getting one of the buys is imperative for this team, but I think we looked at it as like the one seed's unattainable, but it's right there.
Does it make you think twice about the six-man rotation thing or no? Because we're going to get fewer Sanchez starts, fewer Ranger starts. You know, it's not huge, but with the number one seed there, it like.
Well, I guess it depends, like, which do you value more, making sure the starters are as fresh as possible. Like, as long as you get a bye, I think they're fine with it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think making sure that the starters are as good to go is probably the most important thing.
I agree. However, when you think of the NLCS, if you end up playing the Brewers, that place is pretty loud. I would rather have 4 games here and 3 games there,
right.
You know? I mean, it is what it is. We won 2 out of 3 there. Was it here or there?
No, it was
there. It was there, you know, but
I'd still want the 4 here.
You still, yeah. I don't know. So maybe if Walker Buehler looks good, I wonder if. You think they're committed to the 6-man rotation, or
I don't
no?
think they're going to do it for long because okay. I don't think you can. Well,
there's only 2 weeks left.
Well, yeah, but I don't think. Yeah, I end.
Yeah,
it is crazy. There's 2 weeks left.
Yeah,
I don't think it's something you want to do for a long period of time because again, I do think it does shorten your bullpen.
Okay,
so I think they just want to do it for a little bit, see how it goes, and then maybe move Bueller to the pen. Or
Bueller.
If he's
starting tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Every time exciting. You say that, I think of Ferris Bueller.
Bueller.
I found my signed Walker Bueller ball, by the way.
Why do you have a signed Walker Bueller ball?
So one of our good callers, Dave in Lexington.
Yeah.
I guess he somehow knows a family member of Walker Bueller's.
Okay.
He got signed and sent it to me when Walker was born.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
there you go.
Even though you named him after Texas Walker Ranger.
Texas Ranger?
Whatever it was.
Named him after a character from the show Yellowstone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just,
I've never seen that show.
I knew it had to be some type of cowboy.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, what are you thinking of me?
Oh, yeah. Jack is like one of those guys that acts like he's from like the deep
city.
Midwest or the South or whatever, you know. Yeah. He likes country music.
He likes the South.
Naming his kid Walker, you know. It's like, come on, man.
And Sutton stands for like his homestead. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You'd be growing your own food. You get home school? You get a home? Well, I'm sorry. That's an actual personal question.
Thank you. So, since, you know, you guys talked last segment about the job that Lizardo, Suarez, and Sanchez have done since Wheeler went down.
Yep.
2.28 ERA.
Wow.
Combined, like all three of those guys. Yeah. And a pretty marquee start for Lizardo tonight because it feels like we're looking at the number two spot in the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Rangers pitching his way, right? Like almost, it doesn't matter if it's home or road. He could be just the best option you go with to try to get a stranglehold in the city on a series.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is still a pretty big spot for Lizardo as we evaluate, even if Nola turns it around, do you start Lizardo or Nola game three if you want to split up the lefty? So they're pitching for playoff rotation spots right now, and it's a pretty marquee type spot for Lizardo tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty safe to say all four of them are pitching.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
Barring an injury or something.
Yeah.
Like, Bueller's probably not going to go off and go crazy. I think he'd more help this team out of the bullpen than anything.
Yeah, I thought. And you mentioned that was a great start again from Christopher Sanchez last night. And again, I know
he's a machine.
I know he's not going to win Cy Young. He deserves it. He deserves true consideration for Cy Young.
Well, and if the Mets weren't cheating, he probably would be even closer.
Yes, if he didn't have
that stinking game up there.
It cost him.
Yeah.
It cost him a real run at it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I mentioned, you know, where you talked about the team, the year, and the feeling around them. I thought this is a good quote from Max Kepler after the game, talking to Fransky in L.A. here on the station.
You guys seem like you're really wearing down some pitching staffs right now, getting deep counts and going to work.
Yeah, I feel like everyone is having quality at-bats. Regardless of the results, you know, we're grinding. And you also hear the guys from the dugout, just whether it's some chirping or just holding down their teammates. People are very engaged and invested in the game, whether they're on the bench or not, and it feels good to be out there.
Wow. Mm. Talking about – that's a
different,
guy.
That's a different Kepler than 3 months ago.
Yeah. Oh, listen, we never said DFA.
Well, you keep bringing up what I said on trade deadline day.
We just said you got to give him a shot.
Oh, always. Is that what you said? You were like – you said 6 games and he'll be gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
And look at him now.
Yeah.
Well, he's also the guy who said, I mean, that it was reportedly wasn't happy with the inconsistent in the lineup.
Yeah. He also – I think it was last night he said – after the trade deadline passed and he was still here, it gave him like a sense of, okay, I'm going to be here now.
Right.
Instead of wondering whether he was going to be there or not and knowing his place. I'm sure that helps a little bit. I don't know how it can. You know?
And in Matt
Gelb's. He's had 16 home runs.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. In Matt Gelb's article today, he said also Thompson has improved communication about when guys are going to play versus not. So he feels like he has a much better idea when he's going to be in there. But I like the idea of such a different feeling this year versus last year. Like those guys being engaged off of, or in the dugout, being into it, I think is a good sign. And I think Harrison Bader is has certainly been a big part of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Saturday, final thing. Come on out, King of Prussia.
Oh, God. Oh,
come on, man. Me, Glenn, Kevin.
Wow,
Conchog and Brewing Company in King of Prussia from 2 to 4.
Okay.
Oh, you have to brew it.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, man. We got books to sell. Feed my kids water sandwiches.
If you see Glenn, are you going to get him to commit to writing a chapter in your next book?
No. But okay. He did write a very nice review of the book.
Okay. All right. There you go. One more thing in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Even though this is not Jackie's idea, it is mine. I'm watching the game last night, and Orion Kerkring's in the game. Here's why I don't trust him. Looks too much like Fran. He looks way too much like Fran. He reminds me of Fran.
And he kind of gives off a similar vibe, too.
Yes, yeah.
When we're off the air, Fran's like, oh, what do you mean to do about that?
Yes.
And when Kirk rings, everything's going to bleep around him, he's like, oh, well, what do you mean to do about that?
Yeah, it's not my fault. Not my fault, yeah. Yes.
30 pitches to get through that inning?
Yeah, was not.
That's your boy.
Well, here's the thing with Kirk ring. The game can't be too close, but it also can't be, the lead can't be too big.
Because he really goes up there with no real focus and energy.
Right. The Kirkering's got to go in there with a 3-run lead. Can't go in there with an 8-run lead. Can't go in there with a 1-run lead. 3-run lead is perfect for Ryan
Makes Kirk. Me very thankful they signed David Robertson.
Yes, for sure. Definitely doesn't have Fran vibes, you know?
No.
215-592-9494. Ike?
Hey, I'd like to give a big shout out to my friends over at Emmons Roofing and Siding. Now, these folks, man, they're the real deal. Emmons is family owned with over 35 years of experience, and they handle everything from roofing and siding to windows and doors. And get this, Emmons is an Owens Corning Platinum contractor. Now that means their roofs are warranted for life. The most expensive job is the one you have to do twice. Financing is also available. Call Emmons today at 855-4-EMMONS or check them out online at callemmons.com. Don't forget to tell them Ike sent you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice folks over at Emmons, yeah? Nice folks.
Nice folks.
215-592-9494. How about Herb in the Northeast? Whoa! Hey, Herb. What's the dealio?
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. You know?
Yep.
And this team is hot, and we're going to go. We got the brooms coming out tonight sweeping, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir. You know what? These guys seem like they got a bunch of boosted testosterone like you do.
Yeah. These guys are on the ball now. There's no stopping us now, bro.
Hey, yo.
They know what they got to do. They know it's, you know, this is what you play for. This is what you play for.
To win the title, right?
Okay, to win that division and then move on and try to get that one seed.
Yep.
And, you know, I see good things. That bullpen's going to be pretty tight down there.
Hey.
So, you know, we.
What does that mean?
I see lefty, righty, lefty for the starters.
Yep. Good call.
Lefty.
And
I think Nola's starting game too.
I think you're probably going to see either Nola. Yeah, Nola. Walker's, you know. It took a few weeks for Nola to get his stuff back, but last performance, he looks like he's his fastball's picking up and his
Herb, can I ask you something?
Ball.
Can I ask you something? What do you mean by the bullpen getting tight?
When I mean tight, I mean that there's going to be some of these guys that are in the are going to be in the bullpen. Some of these starters are going to be in the bullpen, you know what I mean, until you go to a 7-game series. So, you know.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Right? So, you know, but they're loaded up, man. They're loaded up. Now's the time. Hey, yo. I see these guys are, you know, they're hitting the ball. They're on the ball. They ain't swinging at nothing.
Yes, sir.
I noticed last night, the night before, that They're keeping their eye on the ball, and they're hitting it when it's right in their zone.
You know baseball.
That's good strategy.
Let me ask you something, Herb. If you were to make the perfect spaghetti sauce, what would you put in there?
Spaghetti sauce?
Yeah.
I like plain red sauce.
But yeah, but ingredients-wise.
Okay, I put in some meat. I put some meat in there. Okay.
Whoa, slow down.
Easy killer. In the jar?
Like, bolognese, meat bolognese.
Oh, there you go.
That's one of my favorites.
Some San Marzano tomatoes? Do you always start with those?
Nah, I don't like too many tomatoes. I like regular...
in the sauce. We don't want any tomatoes in the sauce.
I get the regular tomato sauce, and then what I do
I cook up
my own meatballs. What I do is I heat them up
in hot water.
I heat them up and then drain. It's all natural.
You drain the meatballs?
And what I do is, yeah, Jack, when you want to see it, you tell me. I drain the fat. I drain the water. I drain the fat.
Yep.
And they take the meatballs.
Yep.
And I chop them up.
Yeah.
Chop them up.
Yep.
And then.
Let me ask you this. Are you doing a 50% beef, 50% veal, or a 30-30-30 with the pork in there?
Beef. That's it.
Just beef. Okay. All right. And
the only time I eat veal is like when I told you, veal chop.
Yeah, when you're watching TV.
Steak. Yeah. Like a steak.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just over at Boyd's. I just came from Boyd's.
Okay. You get yourself a suit?
No, I was just looking to see what they had. They sent me some advertisement.
Okay.
They got some new stuff over there.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Are you a double-breasted suit kind of guy? Or are you a slim fit?
Your dad used to shop in there, bro.
Nah.
I think he was
the place in Jenkintown.
Yeah, it's a Van Truscott, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But Frankie V?
Yeah.
Boys have been around before Van Truscott. Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Whoa. Let me tell you, Van Truscott gave me $500 gift certificate when they had the grand opening up in Doylestown when I drove Andy Reid.
Oh, okay.
When did you drive Andy Reid?
Back when
I drove him crazy.
I drove him like in my black six passenger.
How many inches?
How many inches is that limo?
When Van Truscott opened up.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
He hooked me up, bro.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I know that.
How are you getting your T levels up?
Yeah.
Huh?
How are you going to get your T levels up?
I'm going to check them. I got to go for a test tomorrow.
Okay.
Get up early and get it done.
Yeah. Let us know. Jack needs it.
Yep.
Yeah, and of course Jack needs it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. All right, Herb. Well, this has been an excellent call.
The Eagles are looking good, my man.
There we go.
The Eagles are looking good.
Can't end it.
No.
Talking about what's the key?
What are the three keys to victory on Sunday, Herb?
Yeah, what are the three keys against the Chiefs?
I'll tell you what the three keys are.
All right.
Okay, as far as the defense, putting pressure on Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Check.
And get the incomplete passes when he tries to throw, or tries to roll out or whatever, and Incomplete. Punt the ball. As far as the offense goes, I want to see some end-around power sweep, 46 power. And
he loves 46 power.
I want to see Saquon get about 125 yards this week.
Nice.
And I'm looking at Jalen Hurts moving the ball around to the wide receivers and whoever's going to play tight end. A few screen passes and a couple big ones, what I mean? So,
boom, he's on his back.
Game. I expect to win this game. 37.
Yeah.
37.
Yeah.
25. Eagles.
25.
There you go.
25.
You get a safety in there somewhere.
25.
Yes,
all right, Herb. That's a good.
Yeah.
All right.
Either a safety or a 2-point conversion.
This might be Andy Reid's last year. You better be prepared, Ike Reese, yeah?
Why?
This might be his last year.
Come on, Ike, be prepared.
Yeah, why would it be his last year?
Because a lot of people are saying that they don't look good, and the Eagles, they got a chance to, pound the rock and
He may get fired after this year, or he might retire.
He's getting fired, but he might decide to retire. he might decide to retire. Huh. I've been hearing him around the street. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
And how are you and hearing him around the streets of Philly
about? Yeah. Come on, Ike. You don't know the streets that Herb hangs out on.
I thought I did know, but you're right,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, Ike knows what I'm talking about.
Are you guys going to be there tomorrow?
No, we're there on Mondays
now.
We're
on Mondays now, Herb.
Chickies? Yeah, we're there on Mondays with Jordan Mailata. He knows.
Monday,
wait a minute.
I'm not working.
You know Jordan Mailata, right?
I'll see you Monday.
All right. You know Jordan Mailata, right?
Of course he knows
me. Okay. Can we give him your number in case he needs you?
Yeah, give him my number. 15 minutes. I talked to him last year in his truck. Oh,
poor Jordan.
Yeah.
In his truck?
Yeah, in his truck.
And what's your email again, Herb?
You know it, HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com. Matter of fact, when you talk to my boy from L.A., Brian Baldinger, I'm going to be sending him an email tonight.
Okay, all right.
What's the 23 right. for?
23, that's my number, bro.
I mean, that was your old baseball number.
Yeah. No, that's when I was born.
What the hell are you talking about?
23. I used to wear 23.
Okay, well, I thought Jordan. You were serious.
No, Michael Jordan got it from Herb.
Yeah.
May 23rd. No, it has nothing to do with Jordan.
The 23rd day you were born. No. May 23rd.
I'll show you my license when I
see. It's okay.
All right. There we go.
Okay.
All right, Herb. All right, brother. We got to go, homie.
Get to know us in Philly. Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Okay.
What does that mean?
All right.
Get to know us.
All right, Herb. We
it's a segment
go.
He's trying to do. It.
All right, get to know us. Get to know us with her. Okay. All right. He wasn't going to stop.
He wasn't going to stop.
We would have gone on to get to know us.
He was getting ready to say either we are the champions or we are the world. One
yeah.
or the other.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'd love to hear him sing either one of those, actually, even both. 215-592-9494. The great Mike Mayock joins us next.
Mayo!
To help diagnose the Eagles on offense, defense, and look ahead to the Chiefs. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.